Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Veal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Mossy. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Smith reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Don Mossy. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Berberet and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-0. White Sox. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-1 in the game. McEnany hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harris is hit by the pitch. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Ted Lepsio pinch hits for Coot Veal. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing shortstop. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Lepsio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive to right field. Keane throws towards Lepsio. Lepsio fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lepsio. Fox moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a line drive towards short. Lepsio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-2 in the game. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-2 in the game. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Berberet hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Reynarlski. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Osborne for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Morgan now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-3 in the game. McEnany hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio misplays the ball. That's an error on Lepsio. McEnany moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Maxwell. McEnany scores. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. Wynn moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan fires to first and picks off Landis. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berberet moves to second. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.